Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Just got back from New Zealand.
Yep.
Went over there on holidays. And I went over without my husband.
Did he not go?
No, he didn't go. He went to Deniliquid with
Lulu and Owen. Do you guys do anything together?
We do, but I feel like I went business class to New Zealand and I took the baby and Alati, the 19-year-old, and then Mama Jude.
He did well.
He took the 4-year-old and the 8-year-old and went to Deniliquid. Guess who got the short straw?
It certainly
wasn't me.
Wow, okay.
We went there over to New Zealand and I did something that I've never done before. Something without my husband.
Tell us what was it?
It cost me a pretty penny too.
Oh, you got a stripper.
I hired a motorhome.
Oh. You got a motorhome.
Yeah, I got a motorhome because we were like going around to different relatives and I thought easier just to be a snail, carry a home on your back, then you've got all your stuff in one spot. And when you travel with a baby, there's so much paraphernalia.
Yeah,
you have to take, you know, the high chair, the pram, the cot, all of that jazz. So we got a motorhome.
A motorhome. Do you have to have a license for that?
Yeah, so I've got a license.
You've got a motorhome license?
No, just a normal license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just need a normal car license.
I'm authorized. Did you?
Yeah.
When you got to the counter, you said, I'm authorized.
That's right, I'm authorized. But the thing is, with hiring a motorhome,
yeah,
you know, you've got to pick up the motorhome before the motorhome place closes. And they're only open till 4 p.m.
Oh, really?
So my flight coming in, I thought 2:30. All kinds of time.
Yeah.
Except when we were at the gate in Sydney Airport waiting for the flight crew to turn up because they were caught in those 80,000 people that were all trying to get out of Sydney Airport on the same day.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so we were delayed by 45 minutes.
Down to the wire.
That meant that we actually landed in New Zealand at 3:25.
So
I had to get through customs and I had to get to the motorhome place by 4 p.m. because if I didn't get there by 4 p.m., we would have had to stay in Auckland the night. So we had the music on and I was going through and I said to Mama Jude, you take the baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my passport. Let's split up.
Yeah.
And I'm running through customs, pushing people out of the way.
Punching people.
I hurdled someone in a wheelchair and I got through customs and then I got out the front and I rang the wrong way and I ended up in valet parking and I took up valuable time and I turned around and had to run to the other end of the airport to get a taxi. And I got in and I had the slowest taxi driver in New Zealand.
Of course.
And he was going 40 k's an hour in a 50 zone. So it's double demerits. I don't care, mate. I'll pay your fine.
Yes.
Hurry up. Anyway, he ended up pulling into the wrong driveway. So I ditched him, threw the money at him, and I'm running up the street to get there.
Jeez.
I got into the motorhome place, I kid you not, with 2 minutes to spare. They were actually pulling the signs in to go. And I got in there, I signed off, I'm like, this is brilliant. We got on the road, got down
you
and saw the family.
So you got it.
Yes.
So, I mean, with 2 minutes to spare, I mean, I would have, if it was me working in that motorhome, I would be like, quick, pull down the shutter. We're not doing this now. Stop her. We're not giving it to her.
The thing is, this happened not once, but twice.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to go drop the motorhome off.
Oh,
it was Easter Monday. Heading back from Hamilton to Auckland. It's a trip that's, you know, from Wollongong to Sydney.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half. Long weekend traffic. 4.5 hours
Put on
later.
The music again, quick.
Four and a half hours on. Later, we pulled up at the Ibis Hotel. I threw the kids out. Mama Jude, take the bag. Alani, hold the baby. And I'm driving there, and I've got the sat-nav on, and it takes me to the wrong place, not once, but twice. And plucks a ticket, and I'm hooting up the street. And lucky I didn't have a taxi driver. I was doing over the speed limit.
I'll tell
you that now.
Breaking
and I pull up, and they're closing the gate as I come in, and I come in sideways in my motorhome, pull up out the front, and I made it. I was the last person. He was just about to go home.
Wow.
Shut. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm working up a sweat now. It feels like I'm back there.
You are a hero.
And I was like going, you know what? I walked out like going, I am the champion.
It.
All was well until I realised I'd left half my stuff on the motorhome.
Oh.
You know what? This egg light that I use for the kids, was on there, and also a humidifier.
What is an egg
that
light?
I had? It's like a little light that you touch it a couple of times and it lights on and off.
You brought that on home,
yeah,
did
you? And then I bought like a humidifier so I could play. It's got sounds. I wanted to play the sound of rain.
Who brings stuff like that on the holiday with a humidifier and an egg light? Oh, jeez.
Well, then I can't find it. They say they don't have it. So obviously, it's something that people want to have because the cleaners stole it.
Oh,
or geez. Somebody. I'm not naming names.
This feels like just the start of a story. I feel like the Mission Impossible, you know, series. Yeah. This is a Mission Impossible 1.
That's right.
We will hear the end of this story
yeah, that's
tomorrow.
Right. That's right. We've got the next installment coming your way.
Will she get the egg? Will she get the humidifier?
Dun, 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 dun. I'm remember. Like Tom Cruise. It's never over.
If you remember last time.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Jade and Damien. I've been playing out a lot
of hypotheticals in my mind. Back into it after a couple of weeks off, and we are going to do a hypo, a bit of a rapid fire hypo this morning, right. Jade and Damien.
All right.
Little short hypothetical questions to throw at you. Are you good to go?
Yeah.
Good to go. Raring to go.
Brain is engaged. Coffee's at the ready. Here we go. Okay.
That's a no to both those questions, but that's all right.
If your bed sheets had to be made of deli meat.
Deli meat?
What meat would they be made of?
Oh, Devon for sure.
Prosciutto. Why would you go Devon? I go prosciutto because it's nice and thin and light.
Yeah, fancy. But why do you want that? We're coming into winter. You need Devon because Devon is made up of every part of the animal.
Oh, that's right. It's probably got some sheep material in there.
I'm sure it does. It comes with, there's hair and everything on Devon. It
contains a bit of fur. So you've gone the fancy
yeah,
meat.
Prosciutto. Yeah, prosciutto. I've gone the fancy one. That looks good. And it's that expensive. Okay. No. I like expensive.
Oh, I like
hoity-toity.
Yes.
All right. Hypo question number two. Yep. If you could eat the same you could only eat the same breakfast, the same lunch, and the same dinner every day. Talk us through those three meal options.
Same thing.
Same breakfast. Oh, so I like a muffin. I do like a muffin. I'd probably have like a bacon egg muffin. With a little bit of avocado and spinach on the side.
We'd have to roll you in here after all. If you're having a muffin every day.
Just a little muffin. I'd end up with a big muffin top.
that's bricky. What about lunch?
Lunch, I would do...
Doesn't have to be the same thing.
So lunch I'd probably go like a bowl with all that different stuff in it because you get the big variety.
Oh, the soup.
Like a bowl, like you know the one, the poke bowl.
They call poke bowl. Yeah.
Okay. Different variety and then it's good for you. Okay. You know, and then dinner, a roast.
Oh,
lamb shoulder. That's
reliable.
Where I'd be going. Yeah.
No, actually, that's reliable. Mm. All right, for me for breakfast, porridge. All right, with fruit.
Boring.
I know it's boring, but I'm thinking long term here.
Yeah, that's
all right,
keeping it regular.
I'm looking after myself. That's right, all right, yes. I want to be able to go to the toilet in the afternoon. Uh-huh, okay.
Fair enough.
Your McMuffin is going to stay there for about 2 weeks.
I'm a fast tracking away to blocked arteries. That's for sure.
All right. So for lunch, then I'm thinking. You know, just a tuna sandwich, okay? I'm all right with that, a tuna sandwich.
Every day.
That's what I did when I went to school.
Really?
Yeah, every single day.
No wonder you
have
no
friends. It's for the brain.
Stinky, fishy sandwich for lunch.
And then for dinner, I'm going to have battered sausages with chips.
Balancing out the porridge, didn't
yum,
you?
Yum, 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 yum. All right, our final question, our final hypo for this morning. If you could change what people say after someone sneezes... What would be the funniest thing for people to say? So none of this, God bless you, or
Gesundheit or anything.
It's like, did a bit of wee come out?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. Mine would be just, shut up. I hear big sneezers.
Look, once you've had four children, it makes sense to say, did a little bit of wee come out.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Concerts are back.
Concerts
everywhere. I love it. I'm so excited. I mean, Crowded House were here just recently.
I know, I'm so bummed we missed it. We were both away.
I know.
I bet that was an awesome concert.
Well,
and back at the Centennial Vineyards as well.
They're amazing. What an amazing band. Everybody's going around with their T-shirts. Ooh, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love a bit of merch.
Oh, a bit of merch. I mean, it's expensive, but you got to get
it. Yeah, mate.
All right. Inspired by all the concerts that are going on right now, we put up a meme. It said, basically, all you had to do is keep it going.
Okay.
Slept in my Duran Duran T-shirt. Woke up hungry like a wolf. You get it? You get it? Pretty cool.
I get it. So you use, like, the band and then you... reference
and then
the
you
song
reference
and
okay.
It creates answer. Oh, and that's good. You know, that's clever.
I love these things. Okay, okay. I love these.
What are the other comments? I haven't seen these.
Well, there was a couple of honourable mentions, but I did make a top five.
Oh, you've done a top five. Yeah,
come on, come on. I had to.
Damo's top five. I love these. Go.
So, like, for instance, okay, honourable mentions. Slept in my meatloaf T-shirt. Woke up looking like a bat out of hell.
Ah, nice.
Not bad. Not bad, okay? Slept in my Matchbox 20 T-shirt. Woke up at 3 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I see good, what you're doing good. There.
All right, good. Let's get to the top five. Okay. Slept in my split ends T-shirt and woke up on a leaky boat.
Hey! Woo! What a surprise.
Yeah, there you go. That would be quite a surprise.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, what about this one? Okay, here we go. Keep quiet, little split ends.
Yeah, mate, you've had your time.
Slept in my Amy Winehouse T-shirt and woke up in rehab.
Just like Amy Winehouse has done a couple of times too, I'm sure, in her time.
All right, now, I actually told this one to my daughter, Kiki, this morning. She didn't get it. Okay. But anyway, I'll tell it to you guys. Slept in my M&M T-shirt and woke up with two Trailer Park Girls. I'm glad Kiki didn't get it.
I'm sure that's happened more than once.
It's probably for the best that she didn't get it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm glad she didn't get it. I also told this to Jarvis this morning because they all woke up really early. And he didn't get this either. Slept in my Nirvana T-shirt. Woke up smelling like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Rude. All right, in number one position, here we go. Slept in my divinal shirt and woke up touching myself.
What a way to go out, hey?
Yourself,
what? The kids didn't get that one either.
No, I didn't tell them that one. I decided I'd save that for the Illawarra.
Yeah, that's right.
Eileen got it, though.
Good morning, everyone.
Over 300 comments. People are chipping in on that one at our Facebook page. So check it out. Keep it going at 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien's verbal
stretching.
Yeah, mate. Just getting the blood flowing because it flows to the brain, makes me quicker off the mark.
She's stretching her arms there. Like, are your arms involved? We're not actually playing ping pong, you know?
No, that's right. It's okay. Look, Damien, I'm the ping pong champion. No, so I know you are. Looking at what I'm doing and maybe follow suit.
Based on whatever happens on this game today, we'll decide whether we play this game anymore. Because I'm going to put in a formal complaint and say, I'm not playing.
All right, let's do it. Verbal ping pong. If you haven't heard this before, pretty simple. It's the best of three rounds. We put a topic out there. Jade and Damien hit it back and forward across the old net. If you take too long, you're out. Get it wrong, you're out. Simple rules. All right,
let's do it.
Easy.
Here we go. Bit of an easy one to get you started. Okay. The names of Queen songs.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Bicycle.
Under Pressure.
I want to break free.
And that song's not called Bicycle, it's called Fat Bottom Girls.
No, it's called Bicycle.
Is it? Oh,
that's
sorry.
Another song. Fat Bottom Girls isn't
it? Oh, I'll say Fat Bottom Girls then.
Okay.
Flash. You're my best friend.
Innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A Night at the Opera.
Is that actually a song?
Or
is
that the name of the album?
Oh, damn it!
Bomb you out there. Round one to Damien.
Oh, bugger.
Let's scoot across to round number two.
You get to start this time because you're the loser.
Jay first. Items found at Bunnings.
Oh, like everything.
Yeah, that's right. Hammer.
Nails.
Zip ties.
Air conditioners.
Detergent.
Plants.
Buckets.
Light bulbs.
Electrical cords.
Fans.
Wheelbarrows.
Ziploc ties.
I've already said zip ties.
Why did I say that?
Out of all the things in Bunnings.
Bunnings has literally every. I could have named anything.
Any item in your household.
Yeah.
You could have even said furniture.
Jeez, anything.
Sink. They even have the kitchen
the
sink.
The roof.
Literally anything.
Okay. One apiece. It comes down to this third and final round of Wave FM's verbal ping pong.
Okay, here we go.
Damien to go first.
Yes.
Types of vegetables.
Carrots.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Turnip.
Cauliflower.
Pumpkin.
Potato.
Oh, jeez. Potatoes.
Didn't you already say potato?
I didn't say potatoes.
I said potato.
Did you say
potatoes?
Yeah,
I did.
Did you just say potatoes?
I did say potatoes.
Oh, my God. I'm not playing anymore. I'm not playing.
How does the Irishman, who's just got back from Ireland, bomb out on potatoes?
This game wrecks my head. I don't know what it is. It's just it's too much.
All right, the competitive spirit is back, and it's a round one win for term two of school.
You should have done your warm-up stretches.
Yeah, I should have. I tell you,
it's all in the arms.
I don't like it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You'll make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.